There's been some big moments in the career of Michelle Payne, Melbourne Cup winning jockey, but heading down the slide into the freezing cold tub of water in front of a big crowd of people at the MCG might be a little bit different, might be on the list, I reckon. Let's find out. She joins us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Hi.
Going very well, thank you. How are you?
A bit nervous, to be honest. Obviously used to the cold up here in Ballarat, but I think it's going to be to a whole new level.
Well, it's one thing being cold in Ballarat with a couple of layers on to being at the MCG, about to plunge into a tub full of ice water in front of possibly 85,000 people.
Oh, my God, when you put it like that. I think my brother Stevie's very excited. He's going to be pushing me down the slide, so he can't wait.
Oh, good. What have you got an idea as to what it might look like from a visual perspective? What are you going to wear?
Yeah, we're getting dressed up. So the theme's a hero or a villain. So we're very excited about that. And we've got the costumes getting all sorted out. So, yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Right. So when did you find out? When did they come asking?
Last week they came asking, and we couldn't have been prouder to be a part of it. What a great organisation and charity, and just honoured to be a part of it.
Yeah, magnificent. It's great to be involved. There's some great names involved again this year in the big freeze at the MCG on Monday. Do you want to have a spot in the order? Have you got a spot you want to be? Like, you want to be one out, one back somewhere, tucked in behind, or do you want to hit the lead? What do you want to do?
Oh, I think one out, one back is a good position to be in.
Have you watched many go down the slide in previous years?
To be honest, I have watched a few. I didn't want to watch too many more. When I was going through the list, I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a shock to the system, that's for sure.
Are you a footy fan, by the way, Michelle?
I follow it a bit. Obviously, racing takes over a fair bit of my life, but I love the Cats, so big supporter of those guys. And, it's going to be great to be there on Monday. Stevie absolutely loves his footy, so he just can't wait.
Who's he barrack for?
He's a big Carlton supporter.
Oh, we apologise for Stevie. Life's not good for Stevie at the moment. It's a bit rough.
So that'll
cheer him up. Monday I'll cheer him up, get his spirits nice and high, which is a great thing to do. How's the stable going, Michelle?
Yeah, they're going great. Had a winner on Monday, so that was good, and got a few running this week. Got one today, actually, and one on Saturday and a couple next week. So, some really nice horses that have been waiting for that are 3-year-olds now and fully matured and ready to go. So really excited about the team.
You looking for some owners you want to give a push to? Any horses for sale on the website or something?
Yeah, we do actually. Got a really nice No No Never filly, 2-year-old that's getting up and going. She's a beautiful horse, probably one of the nicest horses I've got. And a really nice done deal yearling bought just recently, earlier in the year, that she wasn't too expensive, but she's a really athletic filly. So anyone interested, check. Yeah, they're both nice fillies.
Well, No No Never and a done deal filly. There we go. That's good breeding, that is. We like those ones. Well, good luck with those. Check out the website if you want to get involved with Michelle with that. So you're riding one of your runners today, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, riding a horse called Jaquilla. He's actually one of the first horses I bought when I started training, so he's about to turn 9 coming into the new season. But he's been a great old stay. I absolutely love him. He's as honest as they come and loves the wet ground, so the track's a heavy 9 there at Werribee today. And he is first up over 2,200, which I've sort of been able to get a bit more of a handle on him as the years have gone on. And last year he won first up over 2,400, so I'm hoping he's in similar shape today. It's always a little bit of an unknown, but I think he's going well, so I'm looking forward to him.
That's race 5, number 9, Jaquilla, to that Werribee if you want to play that game with Michelle. And how do you prepare for Monday? What do you have to do? Do you get in the ice baths all weekend just to get the body ready?
To be honest, I was thinking about that this morning. I might have to do that. I've got to ride 54 on Monday. On Saturday at Sandown, and I thought after a slaughter I might plunge into an ice bath and get myself a bit prepared after I've been sweating. So might be the way to go.
It might be the way, just to get the body acclimatised just a little bit. Well, we wish you the best of luck today with Jaquilla, but also on Monday. It's going to be great to see you down the slide as part of the Big Freeze activities for the Fight MND campaign. As you said before, a magnificent charity led by an unbelievable man. And no doubt you'll have a great time. And Stevie, you'll love it as well. Appreciate your time, Michelle. Go get him.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And just a quick one, if anyone is looking to support, please get some beanies from your local Bunnings or Coles, I think, you know, that anyone who can add to the cause is just amazing. So, yeah, get down there and get your own beanie.
Well said. Bunnings, Coles, Coles Express, or the Fight MND website, fightmnd.org.au. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks a lot. See you.